Welcome back to Real Ass Affirmations Podcast. I'm Chisa Penix Brown, your favorite mental wealth lifestylist. And it's been a lot going on. Like, I don't know about you, but life just is like, I don't even know. I don't even know how to explain it. Like, you know, the seasons change. And so, you know, you have things that are like seasonal allergies, or you have things that you just know that you have to do. And I even feel sometimes a little bit overwhelmed with like TV shows, right? Like all of my shows are back on. So then it's like, oh man, all of the shows are back on. So you want to watch all of the shows. And, You just feel like, well, there was a time when all of the shows weren't on, so you had more time to do some things. And then it's getting nice, right? So once it's nice outside, now you want to be outside. You want to be in the streets. And it's so many things happening because now the world is open back up because, you know, people think COVID is over. It's still people getting sick, though. But where we're at right now, it feels just... sometimes crushing that is so much happening and you have so many things that are going on with your personal life, but then it's just stuff that you just want to enjoy and people invite you to things. And then you look at stuff that you want to do and you put stuff on your calendar and then you're just like, you look at it and you're like, oh God, do I really want to go? So this is where I'm at with it. I want you to understand that there's a phrase that I want you to use if you get to this point where you feel overwhelmed. And it's not even a bad overwhelm. It's just, it's so much happening, right? And then a lot of times what's going to happen right now is there's so many things happening on the same day, the same weekend. And it's only one you, so you can't do everything. And you understand that because we talk about capacity all the time. But this phrase right here is going to save you. And it's going to allow you to use your mental wealth skills. It's going to allow you to use your level of calmness that you have been able to achieve in the past. You ready? This is the phrase. I'm a opt out. I'm a opt out. So you know how you get emails and that shit be like, well, you can opt out and it's down at the bottom of the email. So they give you all the information up top. You get the subject line. They tell you everything that's going on. It might be pictures in it, videos, a meme or something like that. But at the bottom of the email, it says that you can opt out. So what does opt out mean? It means I don't want this shit no more. I'm good. I'm good. You know, I know it's still there, but I'm an opt out. So I want you to know that there are some things that you should opt out from because that's not helping your mental health. So I think I'm an opt out of a vacation. Does that sound crazy? Like I'm an opt out of a vacation. But if I know that these motherfuckers going on a vacation is about to stress my nerves out and I'm about to not even have a vacation, what the fuck am I going on this vacation for? Okay? If we planned the vacation 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months ago and your ass don't have the money for the deposit or you still, or I know you're going to go and you ain't going to have money when it's for the vacation. Oh, you know, I spent all my money on the vacation. Bitch, you knew we was going on vacation. I'm going to opt out because that's not going to be a vacation. Okay? That family outing where they're like, oh, yeah, everybody's getting together. That reunion. OK, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to opt out because I know that I'm a person that likes stuff to be on time. And see, when it's family, they feel like they could just roll in and do whatever they want. So that pisses a person like me off. I'm going to opt out of that family outing. And that's when you say, who all over there? Who coming? Auntie such and such. Cousin whatever. Fuck that. I'm not going. I'm going to opt out. OK, the girls trip. I need you to opt out of the girls trip. I need you to opt out because you know what? It's going to be some messiness. And I don't care how old you are. Your friend that you love, that you talk to on a regular basis, y'all send messages back and forth. Y'all have phone conversations. Y'all get up and you do brunches and, you know, y'all can go out and party and shit. That's a different bitch when you go on the girls trip. She's going to get on your nerves because now you got 24 hours to be with a motherfucker. It is different when you are in small doses and brunch is 2 hours and you can leave. You know your friend gets on your nerves, okay? You know she snores. You know and I'm just going to say this because this has happened, right? You know, when you come in from the day, get your ass in the shower and go ahead and wash it up. Bitch, did you just bring your all-day clothes in and try to sit on the bed? Oh, hell no. And then guess what with the girls' trip? Everybody want to sleep together. We are grown as fuck. No, bitch, I'm not sleeping in the bed with you, okay? We are not, that's not what we're doing, okay? Opt out of the girls' trip because it's going to be some foolishness. And then when you come back from the girls' trip, guess what's going to happen? You not friends no matter what. Right? Because this bitch done got on your nerves so much. You love your friend while she your friend while y'all are friending. But the girls trip is too much for you. You cannot take the girls trip. Opt out. All right? Now, donations. I'm going to opt out too. Do not ask me at the register for no fucking donation for this charity. Now, I understand it's a charity. I understand that. But I also understand that you are a fucking corporation and you are getting a tax write-off from my money. And it's probably not all going to that nonprofit organization. Let me tell you what I'm going to donate to. My groceries. So stop asking me to give you some money at the register for somebody else. How about you give some more money and you donate to that cashier that's probably making minimum wage? How about you do that? But guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to opt out. And then they want to look at you like you crazy because you said you don't want to donate to St. Jude's. I don't know them people, children. Yes, I understand cancer, all of the rest of that. We got people in my family that done died from cancer. Did anybody take up a donation for them? No, I don't know them people and them kids, okay? I'm just saying. I don't care what it is. Now, I'm not saying that I don't love the kids. I'm just saying I am not going to give you money right here at this register for this corporation. If I want to make a donation, guess what I'm going to do? Directly to St. Jude's. That's what I'm going to do, okay? But I'm going to opt out at the register, so stop asking me. I'm also going to opt out of that credit card. Bitch, if I don't have the money to buy it, I'm not going to get it, okay? So please stop asking me at the register to get a credit card so that this way you can run my credit, lower my credit score, and then have me in here spending in a place that I can only buy shit from this store. I'm going to opt out, all right? Now, I'm also going to opt out, and this is a really important one, that potluck. Bitch, your house look dirty. You come in here every day looking like I don't know what, smelling like I don't know what, hair ain't combed, teeth ain't good. I'm not eating shit from you. No, I'm going to opt out because I don't know what Julie and Sarah and Karen and Shanae, I don't know what none of them houses look like, but I do know that they don't look well. All right. So no, I don't want whatever you have put in that casserole. All right. I don't know what your ingredients are. Okay. Is it organic? I don't know if it's organic or not, but I know I'm not coming to the potluck eating none of your food. All right. You got cats, you got dogs, you got hamsters, snakes, all kinds of stuff. Bitch, you don't wash your hands here, but I'm gonna go and I'm gonna sit up here and eat some food from you? Absolutely not. What's gonna happen with the potluck? I'm gonna opt out. And that day, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go ahead and order some DoorDash and get them to bring some food while the rest of y'all is up here about to get ptomaine poisoning. But I'm gonna opt out, okay? Now, the other thing I'm gonna opt out of is that birthday card at the office. You know why I'm gonna opt out? Because I don't like that bitch anyway, okay? I know y'all bought a birthday card and y'all want to sit up here and celebrate this person's birthday. I don't fuck with her anyway, all right? So no, I'm not writing well wishes and happy nothing in that birthday card. You know why? I don't fuck with her. And so I'm gonna opt out of the birthday card. Now, what you want me to put on there? You want to just put my name? I'm not even wishing her a happy birthday in real life. I'm over here like, damn, she's still here. Okay, it's another year dealing with her. That's it. So I'm going to opt out of the birthday card. Now, the other thing I'm going to opt out of, that Zoom meeting. I'm opting out of the Zoom meeting. Do you know why? Because y'all motherfuckers don't never have an agenda. Stop getting on the Zoom meeting talking about personal stuff, and we supposed to be having a meeting about meeting things. If you don't have an agenda, send that shit to me in advance, because otherwise I'm opting out of the Zoom meeting. What are we talking about? I'm not about to be on here for an hour for you to not actually have an action item and actually do some shit. I'm opting out of that Zoom meeting. I'm also going to opt out of the in-person meeting, okay? Because you're going to do the same shit in person. If you are all over the place and you don't know Robert's rule of orders and you don't have no time frame as to when this is going to end, and you tell me it was going to end in an hour and every meeting is 2 hours, there's a problem. And you need to go ahead and you need to adjust your time schedule, because I don't have 2 hours to just be wasting with you. Because guess what this could have been? A motherfucking email. It could have been an email. So therefore, I'm going to opt out. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to opt out of this in-person meeting. I'm also going to opt out of that Zoom meeting. And guess what you can do afterwards? Send me an email to recap. That's what you can do. Okay. Now, this is for my other people. I'm going to opt out of the office. You know why? Because we've been work from home, work from anywhere. I'm in another state. I'm in another country. I'm I'm in another mindset and you want me to come back to the office? How fucking dare you? The audacity. Just because you paying rent over there does not mean that I need to be at the office. I'ma opt out. Because if I could do my work for the last 2-3 years at the house and the quality levels actually went up, what the fuck am I coming back to the office for? Exactly. So therefore, I'm going to opt out of the office. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead and opt into a full-time work from home job. I'm not fucking with y'all. No, I'm not. Go ahead and get this letter of resignation. That's what you're going to get because I'm going to opt out of the whole company. In addition to that, this is for the people that had these good titties. I'm going to opt out of the bra. You know what? Sometimes bras get on my nerves. I'm going to opt out of that. The titties just need to do what they need to do every now and then. And they may not want to be restrained by this contraption. They just may not. So therefore, it's going to be times where I'm just going to opt out. Y'all might get a sports bra. You might just get some things that's swinging. I don't know. But sometimes I'm going to opt out because they just need to breathe every now and then. And I'm just saying, this is something that I think that we should do a little bit more of. But also wear a certain type of shirt so that this way they really not going all over the place because sometimes it could get really out of control. But there are times that I'm going to opt out of the bra. All right. Now, I know y'all feel like, damn, she giving all the stuff, but I've really thought about this. OK, so this is why this podcast episode is probably going to be longer than some of the other ones. I should have warned you in the beginning, but you know how we going to do. So we're going to get into it. So I'm also going to opt out of your attitude. I'm gonna opt out of your attitude. When I feel like you're saying something that's passive aggressive that's about to piss me off, I'm gonna opt out. And this happens with friends, family, foes, everybody. I feel it. I hear it. I hear that tone. I'm gonna opt out because, see, I know that I'm about to show my whole entire ass. And I don't wanna have to do that, right? I don't wanna have to mess up the relationship, the situation, nothing. So when I hear that you acting like you don't understand, like you don't wanna be compliant, I'm gonna opt out. And so what that means is, all right, girl, all right. I'm going to talk to you later. Okay. Well, you know what? I got something to do. And do you know what I have to do? Not fucking deal with your attitude because I'm opting out. So what I have to do is get off the phone. That conversation is over. I'm going to opt out. Even if it's in person. You know what, girl? I forgot that I had to do something at the house. What? Not be around you right now. I'm going to opt out. Okay. Now, the other thing, opt out of them text message chains. Please stop putting me in that shit. I done told y'all many a time, do not keep putting me in these text message chains where everybody replying with one words and emojis. Don't do it. If you need to send me a message, just send me a message. Because see, what I'm going to do is the next time you try to send some shit, your number going to be blocked, okay? Because you're going to opt out and you don't even know you're going to opt out. But I'm going to opt out for you, okay? Stop doing that. Please, please stop doing that. And that is from everybody that's been in the text message chain that the people get on your nerves and then you got all of this foolishness back and forth, and then it could cause all kinds of calamity. So therefore, I'ma opt out. Now, the last thing that I'ma opt out of is stop inviting me to your house and your house ain't clean. I'ma invite you to not invite me, okay? Now, I'ma opt out because I had somebody say, well, yeah, you could come stay at my house. Your car stay filthy. Every time I come to your house, you got to move something so I could get in the door. I'm not staying there, honey. I'm going to opt out. I'm going to opt out of anybody. I can't do it. All right. I'm just going to opt out. I'm just going to have to opt out. So I know I don't care what a meal I can't. No, ma'am. No, sir. No, I'm going to opt out. All right. Stop inviting me to a dirty ass house to have gatherings. You knew you was trying to have people gathering. You knew we was trying to do something and you ain't cleaned up. If we every time we got to move stuff, I'm not doing that. I'm just not. So therefore, I'm going to opt out. Invite me to a nice place that we can all have a good time at. And if that's not your house and you still want to have a get together, a micro gathering, then rent a place, honey. Rent a place. Let's go somewhere that is communal because your shit is not communal. So I'm going to have to opt out of that too. Now, I hope this list has been comprehensive for you because I thought long and hard about the things that I was going to opt out of. And, you know, when it comes to it, this is what I've decided. Quality of life to me is more important than just trying to put on appearances. I don't have the energy to act like I want to be somewhere that I don't want to be. So I don't have to hurt your feelings to just tell you I'm going to opt out. Now, I'm opting out because I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it and how I want to do it. And I feel like this is an important factor for people to understand. I don't have to worry about how you feel about something because I need to worry about how I feel about something, which means I'm going to opt out. Is there a reason? It is. but I'm just going to opt out. And I don't have to give you a reason as to why I'm not coming. I don't have to give you a reason as to why I'm not giving. I don't have to give you a reason as to why I didn't sign the card, why I'm not coming to the Zoom meeting. I'm opting out because, and this is your overriding theme, mental wealth. I need my mind to be wealthy. I need my space to be wealthy. I need the things around me to be wealthy. And the shit that you're doing right now, that shit's not wealthy. It's not wealthy at all. It is not bringing me to a state of peace. I am not calm. As a matter of fact, while I'm thinking about doing such and such, what's happening is it's making me mad. Okay? I'm gonna opt out. If I automatically get that feeling of like, oh my goodness, that dread feeling, it's time for you to opt out. And I need you to know that it is time for you to stand up for you and stop saying yes to the shit that you don't want to say yes to. Just tell people I'm going to opt out from here on out, okay? Do we need to get t-shirts? Because it needs to be a club, right? I'm going to opt out. And it's nothing else that I need to tell you about that, all right? So when you get into these situations, just tell people I'm going to opt out. That's it. It's that simple. Now, if you want to be more proper, you can say, well, listen, I am going to opt out. You could do that if you want to, but I'm going to opt out is just so much quicker. So use this because I know that it's about to be a situation. I know that you feel overwhelmed. You want to say yes to all the things, and you don't need to say yes to all the things because you're already overwhelmed. And now you're going to be trying to do some shit you don't want to do. Add that into the mix? Absolutely not. Our capacity levels do not have room for the foolishness. I'm going to opt out. Now, make sure that you share this episode with somebody. Share it with the person that you probably need to opt out of their shit. Definitely share it with them so that this way they can understand it. Because I know one of these examples has touched a nerve. And if you need to get some courage, come back and listen to this shit again because it's real. I'm going to opt out. All right. Make sure you always show up and show out and continue to give it to the people. And that's on Real Ass Affirmations. Hey there, it's Chisa Penix Brown. I am your favorite mental wealth lifestylist, and I'm also the host of the Real Ass Affirmations podcast. And I want to let you know, podcasts cost money. Now, you might get them for free, which is a great thing, but I have to pay in order to make sure that you have all this great content. And I want to be able to keep doing that. But I would love to be able to get your support in order to make that continue to happen. So you can go to buymeacoffee.com/RA affirmations and you can donate on a, you know, whenever you feel like it basis, or you can donate on a monthly basis and become a subscriber. So whichever thing floats your boat is going to be happy and make me happy, and we'll all be happy together because I'm going to keep on giving you these great Real Ass Affirmations, and you'll be able to support with not only your listens, but also with your dollars. And I appreciate every dime. So make sure you give it to the people, literally, so we can keep on giving you these Real Ass Affirmations.